Okay, today is Daf Chaf Gimel. I really think that in order to fully understand and appreciate today's Daf, I think we should go back to Chaf Beis Amud Beis, by the two dots where it says Tameh. Tameh is Pasul. A Tameh is Pasul. What does that mean? That means a Tameh Kohen cannot do Avoda. Pasul for a Tameh Kohen to do Avoda. Amar Ziknei Darom. The Ziknei Darom said, Lo Shanu Elo Tameh Sheretz. That's only true if he's a Tameh Sheretz. Aval, Tameh Mace, but if he's a Tameh Mace, it's not a problem. Why? Mitoch, Shemiratze, Bitzibur, Miratze Nami Biyachid. Since a Tzibur can do work, Betuma, since a Tzibur can do Avoda Betuma, I'm sorry, take that back. Since if a Tzibur is Tameh, the Kohen can do Avoda, so too, if the Kohen's Tameh, by a Yachid, he can do Avoda. Okay? No, even if he's not Tomei. But the point is that he can do Avoda. The whole Klai Yisrael is Tomei.
Yeah.
It's Erev Pesach.
Yeah.
Was the Kohen can do Avoda? Yes.
Yeah.
So if the Kohen himself is Tomei Mace, also he can do Avoda. What about a Tomei Sheretz? No, okay, he can't do Avoda. The Mishnah said a Tomei can't do Avoda. This is what the Ziknei Darom said.
But
one at a time, one at a time.
When it's saying Tamei Sheretz, it also means Tamei Zav and any other...
No, we're going to get to all that. Tamei Sheretz, the guy touched the Sheretz.
Okay.
Now,
only
Sheretz.
Okay.
But if he's Tamei, how does he come into the Zohar altogether?
Who, a Kohen?
Kohen.
The answer is, to do Avodah, he could. For Tamei Mace, he could. What, that's exactly what we're saying. It's exactly the Chiddush that we're saying.
Wow.
Right? Avol Tamei Mace, right? Mitoch Shemaratze B'tzibur. Since it's allowed, B'tzibur, Miratze Nami B'yachid, it's allowed B'yachid. What allows it? The answer is, Rashi says the Tzitz. The Tzitz allows it. Okay? It says to go by 1 second. That makes no sense. Because Tumah of Mace is more Chamor than Tumah of Sheretz. So that makes any sense. So, Ima Tameh Sheretz Nami Laisi B'kava Chamor B'Tameh Mace. If you're going to allow Tameh Mace for a Koi to do Avoda, I'm on Chaf Beis, I'm on Beis David, by the two dots. We started, but we went back because notice how to say this Gemara, we need to go back. So, here's the Mishnah, okay, 10 seconds review. The Mishnah said that a Tamei Kohen can't do Avoda. He's Tamei, he can't do Avoda. Says the Ziknei Dorum, that's only true if he's Tamei Sheretz. But if he's Tamei Mace, he can do Avoda. Why? Because if the whole Klai Yisrael is Tamei, Tumah Hotshu B'Tzibur, What kind of tumah is that on the whole Klai Yisrael's tumah? Only tumah mace. So that, and a Kohen's allowed to do the avoda. So for sure he could do avoda for yachid for himself if he's tumah. So Gemara says doesn't make any sense. If tumah mace were allowing it, then a kal v'chomer. Tumah mace is so machmir that we're going to allow. Tumah sheretz we're not going to allow. That doesn't make any sense, right? Ihachi tumah sheretz nami laithi. A tumah sheretz should be allowed. But kal v'chomer mi tumah mace. It's kal v'chomer ma tumah mace shton hazah shishu shvi. Maratze, a coin, a tumah's mace requires paraduma, sprinkling on day 3, day 7, so machmir. Tamei Sheretz, eino ton hazah gimbal v'shvi. A tamei Sheretz does not require that. Eino din shemaratze? So for sure it should work. Why don't we allow a tamei Sheretz to do avoda? Why not? We're allowing a tumah mace, yeah, a tamei Sheretz not? That doesn't make any sense. Says the Gemara, kasavar ziknei darom, the ziknei darom hold, Michaprim, which means Kohanim, who get you the kapara, is Kimischaprin, has the same halachas like the people. Okay? What does that mean? Ma Mischaprin, just like the people. Tameh Mace, in Tameh Sheretz Lo, the only time this Tumah Hotshu B'Tzibur is on Tameh Mace, not on Tameh Sheretz. Why is that? That we don't know. Only Tamei Mace, the Torah, okay, if everyone's Tamei Mace, the whole Klai Yisrael woke up Erev Pesach morning, and everybody touched the same dead body. Everybody's Tamei Mace. Bring the Korban Pesach anyway. The Korban Pesach is brought on Erev Pesach no matter what. Whether it's Shabbos, whether everyone's Tamei, it doesn't make a difference. Right, if you're Tamei, you have to wait till Pesach Sheni. But if the whole Klai Yisrael is Tamei, it's going to be brought anyway. That's only by Tamei Mace. Only by Tamei Mace that didn't.
How about the Kohanim actually are not Tamei Mace? Can they still bring for...
We're going to get to that. Af b'chaprin, so too the ones effectuating the kabbados, meaning the kahanim, so to the kahanim. Tamei meis in, tamei sheretz lo. The only time a kohen can do avoda is if he's tamei meis. And it's tamei hotra b'tzibur. Tamei sheretz lo. A tamei sheretz, he cannot do avoda. Okay? No, I just said something wrong. Af mechaprin, so do the kahanim. Tamei meis in, tamei meis, yeah, we'll allow him to do avoda. We'll allow him to do avoda, even if it's for a carbon yachid. Why? Tzitzis meratzah. After all, there's a model like that by Tibor. Right? Tamei sheretz lo. There's never a model of tamei sheretz being allowed. So therefore, a kohen is a tamei sheretz, he can't be allowed. It's a funny thing. Tamei meis is more machmer, we're allowing him. Okay, it's a funny thing. What can I tell you?
The whole Tzibur has this tamei sheretz.
We're gonna get to it. Of course you can, because tamei sheretz is only one day tumah. So if everybody in Klai Yisrael woke up in the morning and touched the sheretz, so everyone's tamei sheretz, but at the seder they're going to be tar. It's not a problem.
So what?
What? Someone else bring it. You don't have to bring it. You have to eat it. Someone has to bring it. You'll find one person in Klai Yisrael who's tar. Right? That's all you need.
So what's the kalchoma then? It's not tamei sin, tamei sheretz low. Why is it low? Is it, everyone is tamei sheretz?
No. But a tamei meis. But a tamei meis, we're allowing the kohen to do avoda on a tamei meis. He's tamei meis, the kohen. Yeah. We're allowing him to do avoda. The Zikna Dorm said, why? Because you find that model by tzibur. So we'll allow it by tamei yachid, kohen yachid, not for tamei sheretz. That doesn't make any sense. The kavachoma, that doesn't make any sense. So, my kasavri, what do the Zikna Dorm hold now? What do the Zikna Dorm hold exactly? If they hold ein shochtin v'zorkin al tamei sheretz, then we don't sprinkle dam for someone who's tamei sheretz, right? In other words, I woke up in the morning, and I touched the sheretz, so I can't be the one to come to the Beis HaMikdash, but we're doing a whole Isle Avenue shul carbon Pesach. So let someone else go. I can't go because I'm tamei sheretz. At the seder, I'll be tahar, right? So the Isle Avenue chabur is going to bring it for me. Is that okay? Ikasavar ain shochtin v'zarkin al tamei sheretz. Amaylo of ikasavri. If he holds ain shochtin v'zarkin al tamei sheretz. Right? Amaylo avdi tzibur betuma. Hakol. Now, why can't that be brought betuma? Why can't that? And what's going to be the halacha? Ikasavri ain shochtin v'zarkin al tamei sheretz. I don't have anybody else. I don't have anybody else. I have no friends. So I'm going to bring Korban Pesach by myself. I come to the Beis HaMikdash. They stop me at the gate. Aren't you Tamei Sheretz? Yeah, but I have no one else. I'm sorry. Come back in a month. Come back Pesach Sheni. If they hold that, then Amaylo of the Tzibur Betuma. Why isn't the halacha that if everybody's Tamei Tumas Sheretz, Tumah Hotcher Betzibur. Why not? We have a rule. Kol Shebi Yachid, any time Nidche, any time a Yachid walks in and we tell him, well, you have to come back and pay Pesach Sheni, any time we say that, Tzibur Avdi B'Tumah. The Tzibur can be done in Tumah. So if you're going to tell me, I am Tumah Sheretz, come back in a month, then if the whole Tzibur has Sheretz, we'll do Tumah Hotcher Betzibur. That's the rule.
I do it right away.
Right. Ella rather, Kasarvi, they must hold, Shochtin v'zarkin al tamei sheretz. They must hold, no, we'll do Shechita for tamei sheretz. What do we care? At the Seder, he'll be tar. Right? He can't be the one to walk in, because Tumah can't walk in. I send someone else. Send the neighbor. Right? Okay.
Which brings up another question. Can you send a shaliach for that?
What? Yes. So where are we up to? We're up to Umarula, but wait 1 second. So according to the Zikne Darom, right? Tumas Meis B'Tzibur is Mutter, whether it's the Kahanim, whether it's the Bailim. If it's a Yachid, If it's a yachid, that can't be brought, right? However, if the Kohen's tamei, that will allow. Based on the idea that we're allowing it for a tibur, we're going to allow it for a yachid also.
Tamei
meis. Tamei meis. Tamei sheretz. The tibur is no heter at all. No heter at all. And for a yachid, someone else could bring the Kohen, you could eat it at night, right? And if the Kohen is tamei, for Tamei sheretz, no, he can't do it, he can't do a vodah. Okay? Good. Amar Ula. Ula said, Takale Resh Lakish Ladarmai, Resh Lakish screamed at the Zikne Darom, Vichy Ezek Koach Maruba. 1 second. What's a greater Koach? Koach HaMechaprin or Koach HaMischaprin? What's better? The Kahanim or the people? What's better? Havi Omar Koach Mischaprin. The Koach of Mischaprin is greater. Why? Why? Why is the Koach HaMischaprin greater? Because if I'm Tamei Sheretz, I can still get that carbon to be eaten Pesach night. I'm Tamei Sheretz Erev Pesach. So, I send you, I can't go, we're going to have a chabur together, I send you, you can take care of it. And I'll be fine. However, if the Kohen woke up in the morning and touched the Sheretz, we tell him to stay home that day. Don't come, don't show up. We don't need you, we can't use you, you're Tamei. The Baal could somehow get his carbon. But what do you see? That the Koach of the Mischaprin beats the Koach of the Mechaprin. Right? Okay. Now, with that knowledge, how about this? Ma makom shedit mu bailam b'sheretz, in a place where the bailam have tuma sheretz, mishalchin karbon osehen. What do they do? A guy is tuma sheretz. He wants to bring his karbon pesach. What does he do? He sends someone else. He can't go himself. He's tamei sheretz, erev pesach, right? No.
Sheretz.
He has to wait a month? No, that's if he's alone. He doesn't have anyone to bring it for him.
Right.
He has someone to bring it for him. So, mag makom, shinit mu bailim. The bailim became tamei. Besheretz, which is a very weak tumma, right? Nevertheless, so what's the halacha? Meshach and karbon oseyen, he could send someone else. So, a kohen, shinit ma besheretz, who is nit ma besheretz, the eno maratza. It doesn't work. Right? It doesn't work. What do we say? If a coin's a sheretz, a coin's a tamei sheretz, what do we tell him? Stay home. Yeah. Right? Makom, shinit mubailim, the mace. So what if it's someone has tumas mace, a baal, has tumas mace? Right? She'ein mishalchen karbon osehen, he can't send this carbon with someone else. He can't. Tamei mace, he's stuck. He has to wait till Pesach Sheni. So a coin, shinit ma b'mace, who is tamei mace? Allowed to do avoda, ain't no din, she ain't no maratza, so for sure it shouldn't work. So we kal v'chomer like that, right? So kasavri ziknei darom tamei meis nami meshaleach karbonosav. A tamei meis can also send his carbon to somebody else with somebody else. How could that be?
Yeah.
Exactly. Aye, how could that be? V'aktiv ish ki tamei. If a guy's tamei, v'asa pesach b'chodesh hasheni, he makes a pesach sheni, right? Says the Gemara, that's only a mitzvah. That's only a bechlil chachila. And b'di'evet, what if he didn't want to wait till pesach sheni? He didn't want to do that? He didn't want to have pesach sheni? So he has pesach rishon. Right. You hear that? That's a very novel thing.
But he still doesn't have the carbon.
What? No, he does have the carbon.
Where does he get the carbon? If he has to wait till pesach sheni?
No, so say that waits pesach sheni is only chachila. What if he doesn't want to wait? All his grandchildren are coming for the Seder. He doesn't want to wait till Pesach Sheni to be in the other room. He doesn't want to do that.
So
it'll be a Pesach Sheni. He can't bring it because he can't show up. Because he's Tomei. But he can eat it Petoma. That's what the Zikin Zorim say. So the Kavachomer is not a Kavachomer. I, Voksiv, Ish, Lefi, Achlo. You have to be part of the Chabura. That's Le Mitzvah. That's again, all the Chachila. Ulekuve Lo? What do you mean? It's not Ma'akev? For Tanya, the Misgas Nefashos, that everybody has to be registered for a Karban Pesach. You can't just be like one wandering Jew called Dichvin. You can't do that. You have to be registered. Malamed Shana Pesach Nishchat El Menuyav. You have to be registered. Otherwise, it can't be shechted for you on your behalf. Right? You have to be registered. Shachtu Shlo Lemenuyav. But if you shechted it, you know, Erev Pesach, the Kohen has nothing to do. It's not realistic. You know what? Let's shecht Korban Pesach for the schleppers, for the ones that forget ones. Well, have Korban Pesach. Can't do that. Then we'll register. You can't do that. Yachli hei over al hamitzvah. I would think, okay, so you're over a mitzvah, but at the end of the day, the Pesach is kosher. It's still good. Oh, you didn't fulfill this hiddur of being registered. I can't eat the Pesach. It wasn't registered. Such a funny halacha. I have to be registered. What, otherwise I can't eat it? Yeah, you can't eat it. Talmud Lomar, Techusu, Hakasav Shiro of Akiv. The Pesach said it again to him, Akiv. No, he's not registered. You can't eat the Karban Pesach. It's a requirement. You don't have tefillin, you can't wear tefillin. You don't have tzitzis, you can't wear tzitzis. You don't register, you can't eat the Karban Pesach. What can I tell you? Fiskash Ochlin Luminuyav. I'm going to make a hekesh comparing eaters to people that are registered. Right? Just like registered is ma'akev, so too eating is ma'akev. What kind of thing is that you can eat a petuma? I'm Tommy Mace. The Zikr Dharm said, you should wait the Pesach Sheni. You don't want to wait? You don't have to wait. What kind of thing is that? Says the Gemara, Zikne Dharam lo makshi. The Zikne Dharam don't make that hekesh. So what does the Zikne Dharam hold? Yeah, of course. Of course they agree that you have to be registered. That's a lach halacha in the Torah. You have to be registered. What about being eating a petuma? No, not so impressed with that. V'chilo makshi nami meha nami isle percha. Okay, so if you're not, they're not going to learn from this hekesh, they still have the following percha, right? Which was the same kavachomer from before. Ma b'makom shidru b'ayilim sheretz. Meshachach gober tzeil nechachila. If ma b'makom shidru b'ayilim sheretz. When the baal is tamei toma sheretz. What's the halacha? Meshachach gober tzeil nechachila. He could send somebody else. He could send his son. Why can he send his son? Because at night he's going to be tar. Tamei sheretz, right? Kohen shenitma b'sheretz. So a kohen who has toma sheretz ain't a maratza. That doesn't work. Kohen who has Tumas Sheretz has to stay home that day. Makom, shenitmu b'ayilim b'meis. So if someone has Tumas Mace, she'ein m'shalchim korban l'sein l'chachila. Where we don't send the korban l'chachila. Kohen shenitmu b'meis, ain't odin she'ein amaratzeh. It for sure shouldn't work. That question we can't answer. That kavachoma we can't answer. So the Zikne Dorum, we'd have a question on them that they can't answer. This doesn't. The Zikne Dorum's shita is disproven, not disproven, is questioned by this Kal Vachomer. They have no way out of that Kal Vachomer. Okay? Good? You got that? Next. Mesvei. So, in Mesechtes Pesachim, it says the following halacha. Let's say everybody shows up to the Pesach Mikdash, Karban Pesach, everyone's all excited. It turns out that everyone does the Karban Pesach, and after the Kahanim do the Karban Pesach, it became revealed that the carbon was tummy. The meat got tummy. Some sheretz or some dead body, whatever, it got tummy. After they did it, they realized that. So the halacha is, there's a mission in Pesachim, they're still hacking what to do now. So what do we do now? So it turns out that if the animal got tamei, or the dam got tamei, the tzitz is maratzeh. Don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. If the person got tamei, some sheretz fell out of the sky, the baal. You go to the Beit HaMikdash with all your sons and grandchildren, what a beautiful thing. You shech the Karban Pesach, boom, a sheretz falls on top of you. And you become tamei. Or a dead body falls on top of you, become tamei. Right? The tzitz can't help that. The tzitz only helps Tumas Karban, not Tumas Haguf. Okay? That's what the halachas of the tzitz are. Okay? Yeah. Ibnesha Amru, because we said, Nazir v'osei Pesach, if someone's a Nazir, or he's coming to bring a Pesach, which are the only two karbanos we can't say, I said, come back tomorrow. The guy has to bring a karban chatas for something. I said, come back next week after your tar. Pesach cannot do that. Unless he goes to Pesach Sheni. And another also can, because it has to be brought that day. So what do those people do? So, hatzitz maratze al tomas dam. The tzitz will work for that. The ain't hatzitz maratze al tomas aguf. But it won't work for tomas aguf. Right? Now, B'mai, right? What are we talking about over here? What kind of Tumah exactly are we talking about? Ilema B'tumah Sheretz. If it's Tumah Sheretz, right, that's what the Mishnah said in Masechet Pesachim. Tumas Dam will be okay. Tumas Guf, not okay. What does that mean? Ilema Tumah Sheretz. Ilema Tumah Sheretz. Sheretz fell on top of the guy. So Amarta, we said, Shochtin al Vizarkin al Tumah Sheretz. What's wrong with that? So he has to leave the grounds of the temple because he's Tameh. Can he eat the Karban Pesach that night? Of course. Sheretz only one day. He'll go to the mikvah. He'll be Torah at night. He comes to the city with his grandchildren. Ella, Tumas Meis. It must be Tumas Meis. That's what must have happened. Otherwise, why? What do you mean the tzitz is not Meratza? For Tumas Sheretz, I don't need the tzitz. Ella, it must be Tumas Meis. Tikotoni, what does it say? Ain hat tzitz Meratza. Tzitz will not help. Alma, what do you see? Nitmu Bailim, B'meis, Ain, Meshachin, Karban Osein. If this Tumas Meis, we don't send along, you can't send somebody to bring the carbon for you. Right? You can't send somebody to bring the carbon for you. Why? Because you can't eat it, because you're Tumas Sheretz, you're Tumas Meis. Yeah. Right? So that's the kasha on the Mishnei Daro. The kasha on them. How can they say you can eat it? See, you can't. So Gemara says, lo, it's not what we're talking about. Eid itmu bailam b'meis hachanami. If the bailam would be tamei meis, you'd be right. Right? I would say you're right. B'di'evet, they can eat the carbon pesach. I hold they can eat b'di'evet. What's going on here? Hachamai eskinan, kigon shenitma, kohen b'sheretz. No, the kohen got tamei tumah sheretz. That we said, we have no help for him. That's what went on. Okay. Ihachi, 1 minute. Ihachi, Eima Seifa. That's what's going on. Eima Seifa, look at the Seifa. What does the Seifa say? The Seifa says like this. Nitma Tumas Hatahom Hatzitz Maratza. But if someone got Tumas with Tumas Hatahom, what's that? The Tzitz will help. What's Tumas Hatahom? Tumas Hatahom means you walked on some field, and it could be that this Tumah there from who knows when, Safek Tumah, let's call Tumas Hatahom, means Tumas of the deep. This, maybe some dead body buried there from the times of Avraham Avinu or something. We have no idea. So am I tar? I mean, if such a thing as Tumas Hatahom, you can't walk down the street. Mm-hmm. Right? So, but maybe that area was like known, that's a Suffolk area over there. So if that's the issue, that Tzitz will take care of that. Don't worry about that. It's such a far-fetched Tumah anyway. It's a Suffolk anyway. Right? So Tumas Hatahom, Hatzitz Maratza. The Tzitz will help that. For Tani Reb Chia said, "Lo amru Tumas Hatahom ela lemeis bulvad. Tumas Hatahom is only good for Tumas meis bulvad, right? Now, what do you mean lemeis? Lemute mai. What's excluded from that, right? When don't we say Tumas Hatahom? La lemute Tumas Hatahom the sheretz. How about Tumas Hatahom of a sheretz? And therefore what?" Yeah, there was a sheretz buried there. Yeah. And we're not going to be matir Tumas Hatahom on a Tumas Sheretz. We're not going to allow that. Which doesn't make it, right? So the Sefer is not talking about Tumas Sheretz, right? So the Sefer and the Reish are talking about two different Tumas. Lo, that's not what the Sefer is talking about. Lema'ute, Tumas Hatahom Deziva. It's excluding Tumas Hatahom of a Zav. What does that mean? So Rashi says, it's not what you think it means. Kigon, Rashi says, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines, but the lines are wide in Rashi. Kigon, Ra Bein HaShmashos. You became a Zav during Bein HaShmashos. A Zav is some kind of emission coming out of your body. We don't know what that is exactly. And it came out of your body right at Shkia time. Safek La Kulam and Ayom, O Kulam and Alayla. So it's a Safek. Is it at Sunday that it happened? Is it Sunday? Monday. Is it Monday? Is it Sunday and Monday? If it's 2 days of Ziva, of a Zav, if you're a man, you have to wait 7 days. You have to wait Shivan Akiyam to become Tar, right? Is it 2 days of a flow? Is it one? Is it Sunday or Monday or both? Right? Ein Kan Ela Rayacha. It's only one Ria. Right? Safek Chetzi Ben Ayom, Chetzi Ben Alayla, Havile Shtei Rios, the Zav, Metame, B'mai, B'yamim, Uberios. And Zav is Tame with days. Right? In other words, Zav could be Tame if he's Sunday, today's Sunday. So if you have a Re'iyah at 9 o'clock in the morning, and then every, at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, two Re'iyos on one day, you become Tameh for 7 days. Or one Re'iyah on Sunday, one Re'iyah on Monday, you become Tameh for 7 days. So it happened Sunday night, going into Monday. So is it 1 day or 2 days? It's a suffix. So they call that Tumas at the home. That's what they call that, because it's a suffix, right? Doesn't mean Mamish Tumma in the depths. That's not what it means. So what do you see? So that Tumma, the tzitz won't help you on. That's what the tzitz won't help on. Right? What?
Why?
I don't know.
That only helps on the guf, only on the
So what do we mean by guf? What do we mean by guf?
Yeah.
What do we mean by that?
It doesn't help by guf.
What?
The tzitz doesn't help. It's not moratic for the guf.
So what do we mean by guf? Kimi Tumma Sheretz. It must have meant Tumas Mace. Right? Your Tumma Mace. So the Medorim said, lo, he didn't know. Machis Kinan, because she did a coin, but the coin becomes Tumma Sheretz. So what are we talking about? Tumma Sheretz. But the Sefer can't be Tumma Sheretz. You're right. The Sefer is Tumma Zav. So that's all. Now, the Elohad boy Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama asked the following question, there in Psachim. He asked the following question. Kohen hamerate b'korban oseihem. If a Kohen, can a Kohen help? Can somehow a Kohen be merate the korbanos of a Nazir or someone who made a korban Pesach? Hutra lo tumas at the home, o lo hutra lo tumas at the home. Tumas at the home work or not? In other words, what does that mean? If someone has tumas at the home, can the korban Pesach be brought anyway? What's the tzad, yes or no? What's the tzad, yes or no? L'chila b'di'eved, right? So we said before that tumas at the home, the tzitz is meratza. Right. What about if it's meratza the kohen who has tumas at the home? What if the kohen has tumas at the home? Is the tzitz meratza him or is it only meratza the baal? That's the kasha that we have right now. Yeah.
What guf?
What guf?
Right.
So we said the guf of the Kohen who has Tumas Sheretz.
Okay.
Now, Rabbi Bar Chama asked, what about Tumas at the home? That the Kohen has Tumas at the home?
Is that considered guf or not? That's the question.
No. Will the tzitz help that or not?
Why is that considered guf?
It is guf. He's tummy. He's suffic tummy. What?
Whether he has Mace, Sheretz, or Zav, it's guf.
That's for the Baal. Now we're talking about No. When we said before Tumas Sheretz, we meant the Kohen. It's a Tzitz Meratza. If a Kohen has Tumas Sheretz, is it Tzitz Meratza? No. What if a Kohen has Tumas at the home? Is it Tzitz Meratza? Rami Bar Chama asked that question. Okay? It's a very detailed question. That's Rami Bar Chama's question. Tifshot. Tumas at the home, Hutrilo. It would work. Why? Dahacha b'kohen kaimin. We're talking about dahacha b'kohen kaiminon, right? We're talking about tumas at the home. So according to the Ziknei Darom, it should work. That's the question. Does it work by Ziknei Darom? In other words, what does Ziknei Darom say? Ziknei Darom said that if a kohen has tumas meis, they can do avoda. Why? No, because the tzitz is meratza. Because of the kal v'chomer. Right? What about Tumas Sheretz? They cannot do avoda. We had a kash on that. What about Tumas Tom? It's not Tumas Sheretz, which doesn't help. It's not Tumas Meis, which does help. It's in the middle. What about that? Does that work for them? So, Rebbe Bar Chama wanted to say yeah. So, Rebbe Bar Chama vadai pligi. So, the question was, what did Rabbi Bar Chama say about that? And the answer is, he argues, and we don't have an answer to that question. He didn't have an answer to that question, right? Okay. Now let's get back to what we said before. Now, what's the story if a Baal is Tamei Meis? If a Baal is Tamei Meis, can you bring a Karban Pesach? Baal's Tumma Meis. No, he cannot bring a Karban Pesach. Toshma, 1 second. It says, Aaron's going to get you a kapara somehow. He's going to carry the sin of Kachem. What sin is he carrying exactly? Right? Im Avon Pigol. Is it the Avon of Pigol? Harei Kvar Nemar Lo Yechashev. We don't consider Pigol. The Pasuk says that Aaron's going to bear, he's going to carry the sin of Kachem. Meaning, some sin done with Kachem is going to get undone. Which sin is that? Pigol? Can't be Pigol. It says Lo Yechashev. We're not considering Pigol. Im Avon Noser? Sin of Noser? Harik for Anemar, lo yiratze. Not going to consider that. That's not going to be appeased. Ha'enu Noser ela avon tuma. Shehutra, right? Mechlala, betzibor. It must mean tuma. Which is what it does mean. What does that mean? That means when the Kohen Gadol wears the tzitz, it saves certain tuma. My tuma. What tuma? What tuma exactly? Ilem tuma sheret. Oh, by the way, right, look what the Gemara says. Ha'enu Noser ela avon tuma. It only saves tumah, shehutra mechlala betzibur, because tumah is hutra betzibur. So if tumah is hutra betzibur, the tzitz can work on other tumah. Well, you don't need the tzibur. But I don't need that heter. I don't have the heter. So the tzitz works because or when tumah is hutra betzibur. When tumah is hutra betzibur, the tzitz will help by a yachid. That's what the Brisa says, right? Right? So now my tumah. What tumah is that? Ilema tumah sheretz. If it's tumah sheretz. Right? Heche ishtri. Where is tumah sheretz? Mutar betzibur. Where did that happen? El, or rather, tumah meis. It must be tumah meis. Right? Which means that a yachid who brings a carbon but tumah meis, the tits will be mirat to that. V'lav kigon shenit mubailim b'meis. So aren't we talking about a case where the Baal is Tumas Meis? Alma, what do you see? Nitmua Baalim B'meis Meshachim Korban Ozeyan. So why is Tumas Meis stopping a guy from bringing the Korban Pesach? All right, he can't go onto the temple grounds. Send his neighbor. Why can't he eat it? It says Meratza that. What else is it says Meratza for? So Gemara says, Ubamai. And by the way, on what kind of carbon is this going to work? E bin Nazir, carbon Nazir. V'chiyam is meis alav, Amar Rahman. I can't be carbon Nazir. Ella rather, lo se Pesach. It must be for a carbon Pesach. Right? And what do you see from here? That a Baal is a Yachid can bring a carbon Pesach betuma. Which goes against everything we know. Right? Exactly, a Pesach Sheni, right? What do you see from here? There's no Pesach Sheni. Right? Okay? So the Gemara says, no. La'olam b'sheret. The tzitz will help for tumah sheret. Aye, it said, tumah hutra b'tzibur. Yeah, shem tumah ba'olam. What we meant to say was, since there's tumah in the world, that tumah hutra b'tzibur, there is tumah in the world, it's tumah hutra b'tzibur, so the tzitz will work on a different kind of tumah. Tumah will work on sheret, right? Because is tumah in the world a tochur b'tzibur? Not the same tumah. Right. You got that? Okay. Got all this daf today? V'ikka d'dayik umay si hachi. There are some that say, what? What? V'ikka d'dayik umay si hachi. There are some that learn the exact same Gemara, almost the same thing now. Avon kachim in, the tzitz will work for tumah on the animal itself, meaning the dam got tameh, the chelev got tameh, avon makdishim lo, but an oven of the person, it's not going to help. It's not going to work for the oven of the person, tumah of the person, just tumah of the animal. My tumah, what kind of tumah is this? Ilim tumah sheretz. If it's tumah sheretz, ki yishtrei b'tzibur. Well, in other words, they have the dam ready to be sprinkled, and a sheretz fell into the dam. So the dam became tameh. When did the dam ever have tumah? When does Tumas Sheret ever hutra b'tzibur? Same question. The answer is, Elav Tumas Meis. It's Tumas Meis. What do you see? Avon Kedushim in, Avon Makdishim Lo. So if the Tumah has to do with the animal, it's okay. With the person, it's not okay. Right? That's a kasha in the Ziknei Darom. So it's not alone Tumas Sheret. Shame Tumah Ba'olam. Shame Tumah in the world. Shame Tumah. Since there's Tumah hutra b'tzibur in the world, Therefore, the tzitz will help for Tumas Sheretz. Tumas Meis, of course the tzitz can't help that. It will help only for Tumas Sheretz.
If the blood, yeah, I don't see that. If the blood gets Tumas Sheretz?
Yeah, the blood. That was the first version. This is the second version. Okay? That ended, okay, now we're just going to do a little more. Just do a little more. Ready? Minolan, Yoshev. You're not allowed to do the avoda when you're sitting down. Minolan, how do you know that? Amar Rava, Amar Nachman, Amar Kor, it says, Lamod l'shoreth. Amid b'chartiv, flo yeshiva. You have to stand when you do avoda. You can't sit down. Tanar Abanan, Lamod l'shoreth. It says, Lamod l'shoreth. It's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. Kishu, stand up when you do avoda. You can't sit down and do shechita. You have to stand. Kishu Omer, when it says, Omdim, Shina Alav HaKatzav, La'akev. That says it a second time, to be Ma'akev. You have to do it this way. Even the evidence, no good. Amalei Rav Rav Nachman Michti, one second. Yoshev Kizar Dami. A Yoshev is like a czar. Omechel Avoda. Right? And it ruins the Avoda. So Ema, say like this. Ma zor, misa. If a czar does avoda, he's chayv misa. Right? A czar does avoda, he's chayv misa. Ain't it af yoshev misa? So yoshev also be chayv misa. Alama Tanya, why do we say that the following people, Aval Orel, a Kohen, who's an Orel, Onain, Yoshev, ain't a b'misa, el b'azara. There's no misa for that. It's just an azara. That's a lav. Shouldn't misa. So the Gemara answers, Mishum Dahave, we're talking about only Kahana now. Only Kahanim. Mechusse begadim, we're not wearing the bigde kahuna, shalo richa tadayim v'raglayim, not having washing hands and feet, shnei ksuv v'bohem ke'echad. There are two ksuv v'bohem ke'echad, and we have a rule, v'chol shnei ksuv v'bohem ke'echad, ein malata. What about Zor? Zor is a third one? No, Zor is not a kohen. So Zor, in the world of kahuna, who gets misa? Only two of them. Mechusse begadim and not washing your hands and feet. Why the Torah is telling you those two? Because only those two. Now, some hold, what about if you hold the shnei ksuvim b'bohem ke'echad is malamdin? So just like those two, it should be every other korban as well. Because the havel is shlishi. Havel is shlishi. What about a shnui yayin? He holds a chayim misa. And shlosha l'divrei kol e malamdin. Nobody holds that with three. Nobody holds with three. You can learn it out. So therefore, what about a yoshev? No, if a Yoshev does a voda, Kohen does a voda sitting down, it's an Avira, no Misa for it. Okay? We'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.
Right. Wow. You're right.